Welcome to Blind Abilities. I'm Jeff Thompson. While attending the ACB convention 2016 held here in Minneapolis, Blind Abilities booth was privileged to be just four booths down from BeSpecular. And there I met up with the developers Giacomo and Stephanie and had a conversation with them about their brand new app, the BeSpecular app. Check it out.
This is Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities. I'm at the 2016 ACB convention, and I got the people and the developers of BeSpecular. We got Stephanie and Giacomo.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Okay. Tell what your app does.
So BeSpecular connects visually impaired people and to sighted volunteers around the world. Visually impaired people could upload pictures or take multiple photographs, add their specific question, for instance, what's the expiration date or do my socks match today? And then within 10 to 20 seconds, our sighted volunteers will start replying either by voice note or with text and then obviously with voiceover.
And I noticed today it also gives me a notification that someone
is
responded.
Replying, yeah.
How did you guys meet and get this going?
So we met 2 years ago at Stanford, where we went to study for summer school. It was a technology entrepreneurship class, and there it is where we met and also where BeSpecular was born. Then we decided to continue the development of it, even if geographically separated, because I'm from Italy, Stephanie is from South Africa, but through the modern technology, we managed to communicate and work together. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So maybe to explain the idea, we both have a passion for tech and for helping the community. And really, we wanted to use both our passions for our class project. And we realized that there's a huge disabled community in the world. And obviously, the biggest community is visually impaired. And that with the skills that we have, there was a gap in the market. And ever since, I mean, we've been working on the app, we've had amazing feedback saying there is a big need for it.
What do you see with the future of the app?
So the app that's already on the store is and will be free, but we're planning to release in the following months a premium version of the app, which will include new features, which will be based on a monthly subscription or an yearly subscription, and that will give you more additional features that we will release, as I said, in the following months. We're pretty excited about it.
Well, that's really cool. I was excited because I was beta testing it, and I didn't have to do much because it was pretty much working.
Yeah, we're just ironing out a couple of bugs, and the beta test has been great, getting different suggestions, and we've learned a lot of tips and tricks, for instance, for our sighted people, but also for visually impaired people, how to take a good photograph, for instance, has been something that we've evolved over time as the beta test has gone on.
Well, that's great. So they can get that in the App Store?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
BeSpecular. That's
BeSpecular on the App Store and on Google Play Store. Play Store.
And how would you spell that?
BeSpecular.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we'll get this out there.
Yeah.
All the people can get it.
Thanks,
Jeff.
Thank you.
I told Pete Lane about it, and he gave it a shot. Got back to me on Roger and said, hey, worked pretty good. Check it out. It's very easy. Register, use it, and you'll get the responses you want. I did a little walkthrough here for you to get a taste of it. And here's Pete's message from Roger.
Hey, took a picture on BeSpecular of my MacBook screen. I've got Amadeus Pro opened. I've got a document, a file opened. I asked him what the document title is, and I immediately got a response from Mandy. Boy, she was excellent and really friendly. And then I got a second response from Richard, and then I got a button that said, you have two replies, and I went in there, and one of two, and then it has page one of two, and I flipped to two, and I got there. It was very good, and I did the verbal request, recorded it, and Mandy was just really, really friendly. They got the computer screen, which is really nice to know. I rated them both 5. So far, so good. I'll keep playing with it. Just sent a Roger message to my whole iAccess group to download and play with BeSpecular.
BeSpecular. Double tap to open. Take a picture button. Take a picture dimmed. Uploading picture, please upload complete. Double tap and hold to record your message button. Type your question button. Take an additional picture for this request button. Double tap and hold to record your message.
Hi, I was just curious, what kind of drums are these? And thanks for your response.
Alert, send request. Yes, send button. Sending request, Bespeakular. Sending request, please wait, dimmed button.
I took a quick picture of my bongo drums.
Great, they're waiting for replies.
It took about 20 seconds.
One person is replying.
And then about 15 seconds.
One person replied. View reply, button. Replies, Bespeakular, back button. Replies, heading. Actions, button. Reply by Penny. A few seconds ago. Hey Jeff. Thanks for your question. Your photo shows a pair of drums, probably bongos. They are brown with white skins. Hope it helps. Please rate the helpfulness of this person's 1 star, 2 stars, 3 stars, 4 stars, 5 stars, excellent, button. 5 stars, excellent, alert, notice. Do you still want further replies? Yes, button. No, button. No, you will not receive further replies. Send me further replies, switch button, off.
The app comes with some great features such as loading up multiple pictures. Say you want different angles from the left, the front, and the side view. The volunteer will then have more chances to give you a better description. I also like the option available to both the volunteer and the person requesting assistance is the ability to either use your voice, audio, or you can type in your question. I know this was just a quick little demo, but I hope you enjoyed it. Thanks for listening, and until next time. Bye-bye.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes, we can then begin to bridge the gap between
the limited expectations
and the
reality
of blind abilities.
The realities of blind abilities.
Of blind abilities.
For more podcasts with a blindness perspective, check us out on the web at www.blindabilities.com, on Twitter at Blind Abilities, download our app from the App Store, Blind Abilities, that's two words, or send us an email at info@blindabilities.com. Thanks for listening.